This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Narang Koyang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today asserted that his government has been solely guided by the motto of India First, and its policy of zero tolerance against corruption has received people's support in the recent Lok Sabha polls. He said his government has followed the policy of justice for all and appeasement to none. Mr. Modi stated this while replying in the Lok Sabha on the motion of thanks to the President Drupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of both the houses. Mr. Modi praised the people of the country for showing maturity and wisdom in the general election. He also said his government has been working with the mantra of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas. Union Public Service Commission has announced the results of Civil Services Preliminary Exam 2024. The qualified candidates will have to apply again in the detailed application form 1 for the Civil Services Main Examination 2024. Meanwhile, the dates for filling up of the application and its submission will be announced in due course on the Commission's website. The Dibang Valley District Administration team has been recognized as one of the top 30 performing districts in India for the successful implementation of the Joint Action Plan to Prevent Child Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking by National Commission for Protection of Child's Rights. Deputy Commissioner, Capital, Sweta Nagar Koti Mehta has taken serious measures to curb the problems of the road blockages, landslides and mudslides reported from various areas due to incessant rainfall in Capital Itanagar. She urged all residents to remain vigilant and take necessary precautions to ensure their safety, especially those residing in vulnerable areas, to move to safer locations or at designated relief camps. Alerts and advisories are being issued repeatedly. The DC has also ordered the closure of all the schools in the capital Itanagar for 5 days starting from today till the 6th of this month. Meanwhile, the district administration capital Itanagar is also actively engaged in road maintenance, clearing drains and blockages with all concerned departments. Incessant rain continues to affect normal life in Arunachal Pradesh. Landslides and flash flood triggered by heavy rainfall have blocked road communication to many interior places. In Lohit district, the district administration has evacuated 52 people from various flood-affected areas in the district. Meanwhile, in Upper Siang district, the road restoration work is in progress at Gaying village block point, Pasigad Yingkyong Road, and will take more than 10 days depending on the weather conditions. MLA Okin Taeng, accompanied by Deputy Commissioner Yi Siang Tai Tagu and ADC Mebo Sibo Pasing, inspected all the affected flood-prone areas under Mebo subdivision yesterday. The MLA also interacted with the Gaumburas, panchayat leaders and other village members of Sigar, Burguli, Kongkul, Namsing, Mar and Gadum. Further, the team took stock of the relief and emergency measures such as the medicine stock, ration items, restoration of connectivity, etc., and stress for regular advisories issued at village and circle level for safety of the people. The online self-nomination from eligible teachers for National Teachers Awards 2024 are being invited from the 27th June 2024 on the Ministry of Educational portal. The last date for receiving online nomination is 15th of this month. This year, 50 teachers will be selected through the three-stage selection process at the district, state and national level. The award will be conferred by the President of India on the 5th September 2024 at a ceremony held at the Vigyan Bhavan, New Delhi. The government has sought suggestions and response from students and parents to develop robust mechanisms. International Testing Agency, students and parents can send your response till the 7th of this month to the committee. The one-time registration application is now live and accessible to the public, allowing students to conveniently register online for OTR on the National Scholarship Portal. The last date for submission of fresh renewal application for National Mains Cum Merit Scholarship by students for 2024-2025 on NSP is 31st August 2024. A day-long training and demonstration was jointly organized by the ICAR, Central Plantation Crops Research Institute Kerala KVK, Lower Dibang Valley and the Department of Agriculture under the Northeastern Hill Region program at Balek Village today in East Siang District. Miss Gopi Bam has won a gold medal in the arm wrestling competition in the 65 kg category at the 48th National Arm Sports Championship held in Maharashtra, while Mr. Rakesh Jomiang has won a gold and a silver medal in the 55 kg category. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.